For the first time in American history, renewable energy just beat natural gas. And that's only the beginning of today's good news. Good evening. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today we've got five stories that remind us the world is making more progress than the headlines suggest.
We'll cover a historic milestone in America's clean energy transition, plus a major breakthrough in obesity treatment that could help millions.
And we'll meet the team that's pulled 50 million kilograms of plastic from our oceans. Let's get into it.
In March 2026, something remarkable happened across the United States. Renewable energy sources generated more electricity than natural gas for the first time in history. This isn't a projection or a target. It's a milestone that has already been achieved. Solar and wind expansion drove this historic achievement, and March also set records for wind power output specifically. When you combine renewables with nuclear power, emissions-free sources produced more than half of the nation's electricity. Another first. Now here's what makes this particularly significant. US electricity demand is growing. Data centers, electric vehicles, economic expansion, all of it needs power. Renewables aren't just keeping pace with this growth. They're outpacing fossil fuels. Natural gas has long been promoted as the bridge fuel to a cleaner future. Well, it looks like we might be reaching the other side of that bridge sooner than expected. Of course, March is typically a strong month for wind and hydro generation. Natural gas may reclaim the top spot in summer when air conditioning demand peaks, and the grid still faces real challenges with storage and intermittency. 1 month doesn't make a trend, but this represents decades of investment, policy support, and technological advancement coming to fruition. The clean energy transition isn't a distant possibility. It's happening now, at scale, and faster than many predicted.
I remember when people said renewables could never compete on cost. Now they're competing on cost and winning on volume.
Solar costs have fallen 90% since 2010. 90%.
That changes everything. For millions of people living with obesity or type 2 diabetes, weekly injections have been the price of accessing one of the most effective treatments available. Until now, the FDA has approved oral Wegovy, same medication, same transformative benefits, but in pill form. The approval is backed by phase 3 trial results showing significant improvements in blood sugar control and cardiovascular risk factors. Novo Nordisk is planning a full U.S. launch in January 2026 with manufacturing based in North Carolina. Here's why this matters beyond the obvious convenience. Studies consistently show that medication adherence drops when treatments require injections. An oral option removes not just the physical discomfort of needles, but also the stigma, the storage requirements, and the logistical challenges. In a country where over 40% of adults live with obesity, expanding access to effective treatment isn't just good medicine, it's a public health imperative. There are caveats, of course. Cost remains a significant concern. Without insurance, semaglutide can exceed $1,000 monthly, and the North Carolina facility will take time to reach full capacity. So initial availability may be limited. This isn't a cure. It requires ongoing use, and weight regain is common after stopping. But for millions who've avoided treatment because of the injection barrier, this is a genuine breakthrough.
40% of American adults. That's the scale we're talking about.
And every percentage point of improved adherence translates to real health outcomes, real lives changed.
The ocean cleanup has achieved what many thought impossible. They've now removed over 50 million kilograms of plastic trash from rivers and oceans worldwide. To put that in perspective, that's the weight of approximately 8,300 fully grown African elephants, pulled from waterways and prevented from breaking down into microplastics that threaten marine life. Their 2025 performance was particularly impressive, more than 25 million kilograms removed in a single year. That's half their total achievement in just 12 months. This acceleration demonstrates that their technology's not just working, it's getting better, faster, and more efficient. The audacious project committed $121 million to scale their interceptor technology through the 30 Cities program. This targets the world's most polluting urban river systems, the sources of approximately 80% of ocean plastic. Stop it at the entry points, and you address the problem at its root. They're now targeting elimination of up to one-third of all plastic flowing from rivers into the ocean by 2030. A goal that once seemed fantastical, but now appears achievable. 50,000 metric tons is still a fraction of the estimated 8 to 12 million metric tons entering oceans annually. The technology works best in specific river conditions, and questions remain about the fate of collected plastic, since recycling markets are volatile. But the trajectory is clear. What started as an ambitious idea is now a proven scaling solution.
I didn't realize 80% of ocean plastic comes from rivers. That's a crucial insight.
Stop it upstream, and you prevent the problem downstream. Elegant, really.
And 25 million kilograms in 1 year. The acceleration is the story. The FDA has unveiled a regulatory framework that could transform rare disease treatment. It allows approval of gene therapies based on plausible mechanism rather than requiring traditional large clinical trials. This isn't theoretical. The framework emerged directly from the successful treatment of baby KJ, an infant saved from a devastating genetic liver disorder using personalized CRISPR therapy. Traditional drug development pathways were designed for common conditions. They simply don't work for ultra-rare diseases where patient populations may number in the hundreds or dozens worldwide. The new framework acknowledges this reality. For the estimated 30 million Americans living with rare diseases, this represents a fundamental shift. It says, in essence, if the science is sound and the mechanism is plausible, we won't let bureaucratic inertia stand between patients and potentially life-saving therapies. The framework maintains safety standards while recognizing that for ultra-rare conditions, traditional large-scale trials may be neither feasible nor ethically justified. There are real limitations. Plausible mechanism approval carries inherent uncertainty. Long-term efficacy data will necessarily be limited at approval. And gene therapies can exceed $2 to $3 million per patient, raising serious access and equity concerns. But for families who've watched loved ones deteriorate while waiting for treatments that economics made impossible to develop, this creates a pathway where innovation can move at the speed of science, not the speed of regulatory convention.
30 million Americans. That's nearly 1 in 10 people.
And only 5% of rare diseases currently have FDA-approved treatments. This could change that equation dramatically.
Science moving at the speed of hope. Time for our rapid-fire round. Here are this week's numbers that matter.
3,682. That's India's tiger population in 2022. More than double the 2010 figure. India now hosts 75% of the world's wild tigers.
117,557. That's how many people moved out of extreme poverty every single day for 35 years, from 1990 to 2025.
50%. The efficacy rate of the new M72 tuberculosis vaccine in phase 2B trials. First new TB vaccine in a century.
79%. The remission rate for SAINT neuromodulation therapy in treatment-resistant depression, with treatment compressed from 6 weeks to just 5 days.
12.8%. The increase in U.S. consumer searches for electric vehicles and hybrids in March 2026 alone.
That's your Bright Side Daily for Thursday.
If any of these stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about the world, consider sharing this episode with someone who could use some good news today.
And if you want the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we're looking at breakthroughs in accessibility technology that's changing how people with disabilities interact with the world.
Until then, remember that progress rarely makes the front page, but it's happening all around us.
Stay hopeful. We'll see you tomorrow.